Blog Talk Radio.
I had a talk with God the other day, and I was telling him.
About remembering our first love.
Hey,
And we know that God is our first love. You know, it's so important that we remember that, you know, God loved us. God loves us no matter what happens, no matter what we do, no matter how much we fall. You know, God is there for us. He's always there, you know, just watching over us, forgiving us of everything that we do, no matter what it is. Because we know that also the word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you know, that's also true in itself. You know, God sent his son, you know, God sent his only son to die for us, to shed his blood for our sins, so that we could live, so that our sins would be forgiven. You know, and you know, that's just a little intro of the show for this evening. And I believe tonight with me I got Felix on the line here. So just go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's Felix. Welcome to another portion of the evening of our Wednesday night show. We previously had a show on Monday, and that was the Bible study led by myself and Christabella, Bella Donna, on two Mondays. And basically we were discussing and delving into Genesis chapter 21 and 22. So we did that for Monday night. And, you know, definitely, you know, it's good to be back on Wednesday. And, you know, we have a show also Wednesdays as well, where everybody can, you know, feel free to listen in or talk or just comment and say what's on your mind as well. So it's all about just us sharing and also, you know, encouraging you to share, feel free, and, you know, as well. So we're all like family here. So definitely you're more than welcome to listen or to comment. So again, I just want to welcome you all to the show, and definitely hope you enjoy and you like what you hear tonight. And, you know, just stay in and just stay tuned, and definitely, we'll definitely, you know, like I said, we're here just to really encourage each other, encourage you, and just really inspire you with the words that we speak tonight. And above all, you know, God will inspire all of us and encourage us all, and as well as you, just to listen and just to, you know, enjoy what you hear and, you know, just take to heart what's being said tonight. Okay. So that being said, I'll pass along the mic.
All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Felix. And I'm pretty sure later on throughout the show, we'll probably get some more Waywalkers coming on air. But for now, I'm just going to open up in a brief word of prayer like I do with every show.
Amen.
So Heavenly Father, tonight, oh God, I thank you for just allowing us to be here. Thank you for just everything that you've done, oh Lord God, everything that you've done for us, oh God. We thank you for just allowing us to be here another evening. We thank you for just allowing us to see another day. Lord God, Jesus, always we pray, oh Lord God, that you'll just bless everyone that's listening tonight live, everyone that will listen to this podcast later on throughout the week or throughout the day at a later time. Lord God, I pray that, you know, that someone will receive something from what we say tonight. I pray that someone's heart will be blessed. Oh Lord God, I pray that someone's heart, oh God, will be touched. Oh Lord Father, oh God, I pray that you'll just, oh God, continue to use us to speak and broadcast over the airways, oh God, Jesus, this evening, oh Lord Father. We pray these blessings. Amen. Amen. So tonight, as I said before, the topic is remembering our first love. You know, and as I mentioned before, God sent his son. He sent his only begotten son to die for us. And you know, Jesus Christ, you know, he went to the cross. He came, well, first, before we even get that far, you know, Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and he came in the form of flesh. He came in the form of man. You know, he came to teach us. He came to teach us and show us his ways. He came to, you know, teach us the ways and how we're supposed to act and how we're supposed to live. You know, and you know, throughout that time, you know, he got mocked, he got ridiculed, you know, especially when they're going to crucify him, you know. He got mocked, he got people spit on him, people threw stuff at him, but you know, he still asked God to forgive those people of what they did, because they didn't know any better, you know. And it takes, and for that alone, that's love alone. For someone to look past that, for someone to actually look past being spit on, for someone to look past being ridiculed, you know, for just teaching and showing us the way we're supposed to be, you know, that's real love in itself. You know, and as I said before, you know, God gave up His only Son. Okay, now I want you to sit back and think about that for a little bit. You know, imagine a mother or a father, you know, giving up their only child. You know, giving up their only child so that someone could be blessed. Someone could benefit from that child. You know, imagine that. You know, imagine that's the hardest thing. In my opinion, I think that would be the hardest thing for a parent to do. You know, to give up their only child. Okay, just. You know, as I said, just think about that for a second. A mother or a father giving up their only child so that they can die. You know, I'm pretty sure if it was you or me, you know, we wouldn't want to do that. We would probably have like some sort of issue, some sort of problem. But you know, as I said before, that's what God did. You know, God gave up His only Son. He sent His Son Jesus Christ, you know, to die for us, so that we would have eternal life, so that we would live, so that our sins would be forgiven. Now if that's not love, I don't know what is, but to me, that's the ultimate show of love right there, you know. Because when you really look at it, you know, God didn't have to do that, you know. He didn't have to give up His only Son, but you know, He did that as an example. He did that, you know. He sent His Son Jesus as an example, and as I said, in how we're supposed to act, and how we're supposed to live day to day, you know. And that's just it, you know. That's love, you know. That's love. Giving up your life for someone. You know, if we look at it today in the natural sense, you know, giving up your, you know, as I said earlier in the broadcast, at the top of the broadcast, today we are remembering like our remembering the troops, our soldiers, you know, that went to battle for us in the wars. You know, they gave up their lives. You know, for, well, I wouldn't say for us, but I mean they went and they sacrificed. You know, they left their loved ones behind. They went and fought for, you know, our country, our nation, what have you. And you know, they gave up their lives, just the same as Jesus gave up his life for us. You know, he went to the cross. He went to the cross for us. He went and shed his blood for us, so that our sins would be forgiven. You know, he took the stripes for us, so that we would be healed of all our sicknesses and infirmities. And you know, as I said before, that's the ultimate show of love, right there. And that to me is true love right there. You know, the love of Christ. You know, nothing really compares to the love of Christ. You know, as I said before, you know, we fall short. You know, we sin constantly, daily, every day, you know. And you know, the thing is, we go back and we ask God, you know, to forgive us. No matter how many times we fall short, no matter how many times we sin, you know, God is there forgiving us. You know, with that being said, it doesn't mean that we should take advantage. Doesn't mean that we should take advantage of that, not by any means. But I'm just saying that, you know, God's love is always there. You know, God's love is unconditional. It doesn't matter what we do. As long as we ask God's forgiveness, you know, God's love will always be there, no matter what. It doesn't matter like black, white, Chinese. Doesn't matter what race. Doesn't matter what our skin color is. You know, God loves us equally. He doesn't love one more than the other. He doesn't love one person more than the other. You know, God loves us equally. You know. And that's the way we are to be, you know. So you know, I'm going to pass the mic on. If you have anything to add, Felix, go ahead.
Well, basically, you know, I think to me, we have to remember. The word remembrance is definitely a good thing, because there's a lot of things that can come about from remembrance, and. We remember the effort that was made, the time, the energy, as well as the sacrifice that a lot of the people put into, especially those who fought for this country and those who went to war. You know, they definitely put their whole lives at risk so that you know, this country would be free, would be safe, would be, you know, just really be protected. And you know, there are many people throughout history who have done this brave and heroic thing, and you know, laying down their lives. You know, they lay down their lives to, you know, help others. They give up their lives so that others could live, and it's a very noble thing and very heroic as well. And you know, it's also a sacrificial thing that one would dare to do. Not too many people would dare to do it, but they would. There are people who, you know, love and would love enough to do it. And, you know, they'd have the courage as well to do it. And, you know, definitely it's good that you bring up Christ, because, you know, he did have the courage to do a lot of things. You know, I mean, he preached, he spoke the truth, even if it offended some, even if some were not pleased to hear it, or even if some were pleased to hear it, or even if some loved him for it, even if others didn't love him for it, even if some followed him. And then, of course, there were others that hated him for it. So, but the whole point was that he, you know, he went through whatever he went through. He did whatever he did to make sure that the, you know, the word of God got across. And, you know, he knew no bounds. He just did what he was here to do. And, of course, he loved everybody, and he still loves everybody. But definitely, along with love, there's sacrifice. You know, along with love, there's sacrifice. There's, you know, and he demonstrated that love for us by his sacrifice. You know, he demonstrated that love for us by giving his own life, you know, for us. You know, just as, you know, you know, the veterans and people throughout history have done. You know, they have given up their lives, and some have risked their lives, you know, and, you know, definitely, you know, to keep us safe, to keep us free, to keep us, you know, alive. And, you know, it's very heroic, and it's a very wonderful thing, you know, because not, like I said, not many of us think of doing such things, or, you know, not many of us would have the courage to do this, you know. People can say a lot of things, but they don't, you know, back it up with doing it, with actually doing it. And, you know, these people really did, they back up what they said, and, you know, they more than just said it, they did it. You know, so in the same way, Christ was a man of courage and love. And he sacrificed himself for us. He gave up himself for us, so that we could live, so that we can, you know, we're here today as it is because of him, because of that great sacrifice. You know, we are here. You know, we really shouldn't be, though. We don't deserve to be, but we're here because of his sacrifice and because of his love for us, which comes only from grace. And that's basically why we're here, because of grace. And grace is undeserved mercy and kindness, something we don't deserve. But yet God gives it to us freely because he loves us in Christ Jesus. There's a scripture I wanted to share. Basically, a scripture I wanted to share was John chapter 15. And it states, John chapter 15, verse 1. I'm going to read here in the NIV. It says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I remain in you. I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, nothing." Okay, I mean, he can do nothing, basically. "If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete, my joy in you may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love one another." So basically here we see, you know, the depth of that love that Christ had for us. And also he set an example for us to follow. And just as, you know, he was willing to lay down his life for us, and he did. And he did it. Well, in the same way, we are to love one another and also lay down our lives for each other as well. And above all, for Christ, you know, to God's glory, to the glory of God. Because that's what love is. You know, love is, you know, more than just saying it, but it's also a demonstration of it's demonstrating it. You got to demonstrate it. You got to prove it, you know. You'd do anything for someone you love, you know, if you really love that person, you know. So you'd do anything for your mom, anything for your dad, anything for your brothers, sisters, et cetera. So anyone you love and care about really, you know, deeply from the heart, you definitely would do anything for that person, you know. So, and that's basically where love comes, and that's love, you know, and it's basically, you know, sacrifice, you know, and that comes from love, you know. And so basically it's the whole point that we must always remember how you know, what sacrifice is, and that, you know, love is basically where sacrifice comes from. It's a result of sacrifice. It comes from love, you know, and it's something that, you know, a person who loves would do. You know, if you love someone, you would sacrifice, you know, yourself for that person. You would give up yourself, you know, for him or her, you know, or them, you know. If you really love him or her or them, you know, you would do it, you know. So it's all basically about, you know, the fact that we, you know, love one another, and above all, love God. So just as Christ loved us all, and he gave himself for us, and set the example for us to follow, you know, that we must really, you know, always remember the sacrifice he made for us, you know, and definitely today, you know, on Remembrance Day, we should definitely remember those who laid down their lives for us, of course, you know, and, you know, everything they did for this country, and we definitely should give them our gratitude. But above all, we got to give God the glory and the gratitude for giving us Christ, who laid down his life for all of us. All right, you know, everybody, you know, not just Americans, but everybody, every country in the world, the whole world, you know. So we definitely got to give God the glory, and also remember Christ above all. And also every day we got to remember, you know, the sacrifice that he made for us. So, and we definitely got to keep that in mind, because he is truly our first love, actually. And, you know, he is definitely the one that we must always remember above everyone else. Not that we shouldn't remember everyone else or love them. No, of course we got to love them and remember them always, absolutely. But Christ is indeed our first love. You know, he is definitely the one that we must always remember, and, you know, just, you know, keep in mind that he loved us, you know, and died for us, you know. So, you know, but basically I just wanted to leave off with that. And with that being said, I'll pass on the mic.
Amen, amen. You know, Felix, Brother Felix, you brought some interesting points in that, because you're absolutely right. You know, God, no one else could have done what Jesus did, and that's a fact. You know, no one, you couldn't do it, I couldn't do it. No other human possible could have done what Jesus did. You know, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure like if you and I knew that we were going to be nailed to a cross or something, we've been terrified or something. But you know, it got. But you know, like Jesus is, as you say, you know, Jesus is a special person. You know, he was the only person that was able to do what he did. He was the only one that was able to lay down his life and sacrifice his life for us, so that we could live. You know,
that's right.
So that we could share. That's why it's important, as you said, you know, to love one another, and you know, that's another point that I wanted to bring up real quick. You know, it's easy to say that, you know, we love one another, we care for one another, but it's another thing to actually show it. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, that, you know, I love my brother, I love my sister, you know, I love my best friend, but it's a total different thing to actually show that love, you know. You're talking about sacrificing and giving up something for the person that we love or for the person that we care about, and you know, that's definitely something that we should do. You know, if we say that we love our friends or love our family, you know, we should be able to sacrifice something, you know, or we should be able to help someone help someone whenever they're in need. You know, there's many times when people have come to me personally and asked me for help. You know, and there's many times that I could have refused. I could have said no. You know, there's other instances when, you know, like when someone needed help financially, and they came and asked me for a financial need, and you know, I was down. I wouldn't say that I was down to like my last penny or to my last dollar, but you know, the money that I needed for my own personal gain, I helped that individual, because you know, that's showing true love. You know, in my opinion, that's showing love. You know, you mentioned like if you love someone, then you will try to sacrifice something for that individual, and that's mm-hmm. and that's pretty much what I did. You know, I sacrificed. I even though I knew that I didn't have enough to give them, or even though I knew that I needed the funds to take care of my own personal self, you know, I still said, you know, okay, here it is, take it. You know, if you want to pay me back, fine, but you don't have to. And you know, that's me demonstrating love for that person. You know, that's me showing love to that person. Someone's in need, someone comes and asks you for help, you know, you help them the best way that they can. And you know, that's just a total awesome feeling. You know, there's nothing more awesome than showing love for your brothers and your sisters, or for your friends or whoever, because you know, that's the same love that God has for us. You know, that's the same love, you know, God shows for us, that unconditional love. You know, so you know, that's just one example that I want to share. And another thing that I wanted to bring up real quick, you know, the Bible says, you know, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, you know, and the Bible also says that we are to love our enemies. Now, of course, that's somewhat of a sore, touchy subject, you know, loving, and we've touched on this before in other shows. You know, it's when it comes to loving our family, loving our brothers and sisters, our friends. You know, it's easy to do. It's an easy thing, but when it comes to loving our enemies, my gosh, it seems like it's the hardest thing to do. You know, showing love for our enemies. I mean, to me, it's the hardest thing. It's one of the hardest things that you could do, because you know, like, you know, you sit back and you think, and you're like, okay, this person is my enemy. Okay, and I'm supposed to show love to this person? Are you serious? Are you joking? Are you joking right now? I'm supposed to show love for my enemy, but at the same time, that's what the Word of God says that we are supposed to do. We're supposed to show love. We're supposed to show love for everyone, including our enemies. You know, no matter how hard it is, you know, we are to show love for everyone. You know, and as I said at the top of the show, you know, God's love for us, it's unconditional. You know, it doesn't matter what we've done. You know, it doesn't matter how much we've fallen, no matter how many times we sin. you know, God, and, you know, God's love for us is unconditional. And that's the one thing we have to remember. You know, that's the one thing, because, you know, how can you say that you hate your brother and sister that you see, and then turn around and say that you love someone that you cannot see. You know, that sort of doesn't make any sense, but you know, that's the way it is in our society. You know, we say that we love one person and we hate another, or we say that we love one group or one set of people, and yet we hate another set or another group of people. You know, and that's just the way our society is right now. You know, I guess you can say that maybe there's not enough love going around. I don't know, but you know, that's just the way things are. But the point that we are trying to get across tonight is that, you know, we are to show love to everyone, including our enemies, no matter how hard, no matter how difficult things are, you know, we are to show love to everyone, because that's the way God wants it. That's the way how Jesus taught us. You know, he taught us to love one another. He told us to be there for one another, you know, and you know, that's just the way things are supposed to be, you know. That's how God wants us to live, you know. So if anybody has anything to say, you can call the number here, 917-889-3226. Or you can email us at thewaywalkers@hotmail.com, or another way you can get a hold of us is on our Facebook page, The Waywalkers Group. So if you have a comment or if you have something you want to share on tonight's topic, feel free to do that in those areas, and we'll definitely get back to you. So tonight, Felix, I don't know if you have any experiences or anything you want to talk about a first love or anything, but if you do have any stories or any experiences or anything you want to talk about, go ahead, do that.
Yeah, well, there's one person I know that I can definitely, you know, learn a lot from about love and about sacrifice and about really, you know, just giving your life for someone else. And that's my mother. You know, she definitely was a person who would do anything for me, for my sister. And, you know, she definitely, you know, loved us indeed, and, you know, more than just, you know, saying she loved us, but she, you know, showed that she loved us, and, you know, she cared for us, and took, brought us up, you know, fed us, supported us, you know, and definitely, you know, sheltered us, you know, and, you know, she worked hard, and, you know, just so that we can all, you know, benefit from, you know, what she put into and her efforts. And I definitely thank, you know, God for her, and I thank her as well, you know, because, you know, definitely she was a woman who, you know, I mean, would break her back literally if she had to for us. And, you know, that's something that most mothers, a lot of great mothers out there are doing. And I definitely commend those mothers for that and the fathers as well. You know, because there are good dads out there too there aren't too many, but they're out there, of course. And I commend both, you know. I commend both of them because, you know, they definitely are, you know, they basically show us about the word sacrifice. They teach us about what love is, what real love is, and basically sacrifice, which comes from love. And, you know, they definitely show us what it means for us to, you know, love one another and lay down our lives for one another. And Christ himself showed us that, I mean, in the most perfect and yet also terrible and, you know, horrible and gruesome way, you know, when he died on the cross for us. But it was something he illustrated for us so that we can learn the validity of love and sacrifice. And so that we can always remember that love and that sacrifice, and always remember it and never forget it, you know. And, you know, I definitely, you know, like I said, again, I do commend my mom. I do think about, you know, the things she did for us, for me and my sister. And, you know, going back when I was younger, you know, my childhood years, and, you know, we didn't really have it, you know, that difficult, but we didn't have it that easy either. So, you know, we've had our moments. We've had some tough times, but we pulled through, thank God. And, I mean, I owe it all to God, and I also definitely, you know, have my mom to thank for as well. So, but it's really good that, you know, we always remember the things that were done for us and by those who love us truly and cared enough to bring us where we are today, you know, and above all, God, you know, because he's definitely helped us pull through each and every single situation, whether it was good or bad, mostly the ones that were bad, but, and we got out of them, you know, he helped us to get out of them, so amen for that. But, and, you know, like, again, we always got to remember what sacrifice is. We got to remember the fact that, you know, love is more than just words. Love is action. Love is, you know, more than just a feeling. You know, love is actually, you know, sacrificing yourself. You know, getting your hands dirty, breaking your back, breaking, you know, your neck, doing things, you know, that you've never done before for those that you care about. If you truly do love them and care about them that much, that you do it for them. Going out of your way and, you know, because you love others, and you value them, and you don't even see yourself or even put yourself first. You put them first, and you, you know, do what you got to do to help them. And it's like not even about you. It's just about helping others. And so we got to realize that's love, and that's, you know, that's where sacrifice comes from. It comes from that, you know, from our love. It comes from love, basically. It comes from just love for others and just what we're willing to do for those that we love. And, you know, God taught us that himself. I mean, in the best and possible way, you know. And, you know, so Christ, again, you know, he did all these things for us as well, you know. And he, you know, loved us, laid down his life for us. You know, of course, just like our parents did, just like our friends, and just like those who fought and, you know, died even for this country did, you know. And those things are very wonderful and beautiful and very special, and we must value them always, you know, and treasure them in our hearts, and also tell our children about it, you know, so they too can learn and understand what it is and what it means to love and to, you know, be sacrificial, and so that they can value it in their hearts and treasure it in their hearts as well. But we must never forget the greatest love that was given to us, and that was the love God gave us through Christ. There's a scripture I wanted to share in Ephesians. Actually, it's Revelation, excuse me. Revelation chapter 2. And basically, this was Jesus talking to the churches that were already in Asia Minor, of course, now known as present-day Turkey. And these churches, these Christian churches, were already there. And the people in all these churches were, you know, definitely, you know, spreading the word, teaching the message, you know, proclaiming Christ, preaching the gospel. But some of them were doing things they weren't supposed to do. There were some Christians that had to be called back to repentance. and they were sinning and doing things they ought not to be doing. So Christ himself, all right, spoke to these churches to rebuke them, first of all, and again, because he loved them, and he wanted them to turn back from their error, the error of their ways, bring them back to, you know, God, and help them always to remember, okay, you know, their first love, all right? And I'm going to read the scripture here in Revelation chapter 2, actually. And in verse 1, it says, "To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in favor, in your favor. You hate the practice of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of..." So basically right here, Christ himself is telling John, he's telling John actually, okay, John the Apostle was basically the one who wrote this, but Christ had revealed himself to John the Apostle. This was the only apostle out of all the 12 that was still standing, that was still alive, that didn't die or wasn't killed, that is, okay, during the persecution of Christians. Everybody else was killed and martyred and died for their faith, except for John. John was the only apostle that didn't die. Well, he did die eventually, naturally, of old age, but he didn't die, you know, he wasn't killed. So, but he was the only one left standing. And so basically, Jesus told him to write to the church and let them know about this message. So, but again, it all comes down to never forgetting who your first love is and just remembering the sacrifice that was done and, you know, the true love, you know, and basically from where sacrifice comes from, true love. So, but I just wanted to share that in mind and want you all to have that in mind. So with that being said, I'll pass along the mic.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Felix. And also on the... Also on the line tonight, we got Bella on the line tonight. Praise God. We are talking about remembering our first love. So, Bella, go ahead.
Yay, it's me, Bella. I think it's great that I made it. I'm a little bit late on the broadcast, but you know what? It's good to let other people talk first sometimes. And I'm definitely going to go back and listen to the podcast because I'm interested to hear what you both had to say as far as remembering your first love is concerned. For me, love is pretty much what drawed me through this lifestyle that I'm in now. There was a lack of love in my personal life. I was always like a hopeless romantic. Like, I always wanted the idea of love, and I thought I somewhat lived for it. But we come to know when we're in Christ that our version of love is very different than God's version of love as we study and, you know, get over ourselves a little bit and get more into him. We realize how wrong we really are, and we understand deeper, and, you know, then we're able to come on a broadcast, we're able to talk to each other simply and to the point where we can say, yeah, I had no idea. So praise the Lord that I'm here and I'm able to be talking to everybody out there, and I thank you for being on the broadcast with us. It means a lot to us. You know, we're family, so we got to help each other get all the knowledge we can about Christ and learn his love. That's the most important thing. If you never learn anything else from this, You want to learn about the love of God. That's pretty much what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us coming together in Him. And that first exciting, curious feelings, moments that you have before you decide to say, yeah, Jesus, I need you. I'm a mess. Without you, I have nothing. If I don't have you, sort of thing. And most of us, when we're in relationships with people or a relationship, we want to have all these same feelings that we should have for Christ in a relationship with other people. We seem to cut Him out of our lives when it comes to that one corner, that romance and all that stuff. We keep it privatized or something, but really that it all stems from there and from that understanding. I have a way walker that is busy in school and he can't make it on as much, but he wrote me this really awesome thing earlier today. I want to share it with everybody. And this is from Mark Booth, okay? Tell him what you thought about it after. Just put a message up in the Facebook group, the Waywalkers group, or you can email us, thewaywalkers@hotmail.com, because it all helps. So this is what he wrote. He said, today is Remembrance Day, and we're in Canada, so half of us are in Canada, half of us are, you know, spread out in America. We're all over the place. But Mark is a Canadian, so today is Remembrance Day, a day in which we set aside to remember those who have fallen, those who have given their lives so that we may be free, so that those who were victims of tyranny and persecution may be free, praise the Lord. We honor loved ones lost both in the past and in the present wars and pay homage to the ultimate sacrifice they and their families paid in the name of freedom. We as Christians also remember the persecuted church, the ones that gave their lives for Christ's sake, so that the message of the gospel could live on, to make it to the likes of you and I. Praise the Lord. We remember those whom are being persecuted in present times for the gospel's sake. We take a moment of our day and pay homage to all these people, both soldiers and Christians, whose lives have been sacrificed for the causes that are not their own. And it's truly beautiful. But I want to encourage you to remember something else. I want to encourage you, church, to remember your first love on this day. Not that boy or girl that first captivated your hearts, but the first love spoken of in Revelations. I want you to remember the one that not only captivated your hearts, but entered within it and made you new. Amen. Remember, the one who paid the ultimate sacrifice on the cross. It's so easy to remember Jesus, but forget how we felt when we first loved Him. That passion and drive to love and be loved, to stay in this word and grow as a new believer, it becomes just as easy to drift away from this passion that once stirred within us. I speak from experience here, and though my walk with Christ has been short, all too often I've forgotten this first love. I've drifted away from Him, and sometimes without notice. Again, I sit here in a Christian institution, and on a day like today, when I just sit and remember, I realize how even here I have forgotten that first love, those passions that once consumed me and surpasses all of my life's struggles and pains. I realize how far I've drifted from that person I once was in Christ, consumed by papers and readings. I've not opened the Bible for personal sake in weeks. I've not been in community for weeks. Neither church or small groups. Crazy, right? I'm so busy studying God, I forgot to just be with God. So today, I write my passions and convictions to you because as I reflect and remember my first love, I realize this very act of writing and expressing is the passion He once instilled in me. See, this is a product of my first love. Revelations 2, 3, and 5, he's writing from the ESV. know you are enduring patiently. Oh, my fingering. Okay, no, I know you're enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary, but I have this against you, that you've abandoned your love, and you had it, that you had it first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. And then he says, later punks, with love, Jesus for life, Waywalkers for life, bros for life, everything we do here on the Waywalkers ministry is for life, because it's for Jesus Christ, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. I'm really excited about this. I was happy. This pretty much is what this whole broadcast is about and where it was inspired from. Sure, it's Remembrance Day. We can all be cheesy. Oh, remember. Well, honestly, if you're in Christ, you're never going a day without forgetting the fact that he's sacrificed. He's done the ultimate sacrifice for you and for me and for our mamas and our future generations and just whatever. He's done everything that he needs to do for us. And it's really... One day a year comes around where we remember veterans, or we remember people who decided to be selfless, who decided to lay down their lives for their friends, yes, their family, but also as Christ did for his name. You know, there's a lot of people in my country that I probably just don't like. There's a lot of people that, you know, it's going to take a little bit of extra Christ moving through me and a little bit of Holy Spirit conviction for me to be able to see eye to eye with them or to hold a conversation with them, or never mind give up my life for you. Some of us can't even give up like a seat on the bus, or, you know, this is the world that we live in right now. But it's, you know, one day comes around, but Jesus Christ, his day is going on and on and on and on, and it's still here, and it's going to be here tomorrow till whenever he returns, and then some, like till the end of time. It's all about Jesus now, and we need to be thinking about, we need to be thinking about his sacrifice every day. I know it's easy for us to forget and get busy with life. Mark, he's in some heavy duty Bible college or university, actually. He's taking on four years. He's gonna be there for 4 years, and you know, he's doing midterms and stuff like that. But even he said all these Christian books, all these study materials, reading in the Bible, trying to find questions to answers for, you know, his exams or his paperwork that are due. And then he realized, hold up a minute, I'm studying about God, but I'm not even, you know, I'm not even really talking to God. I'm not praying enough. You know, I'm not even going through the Bible just because I like it, just because I want to hear something new from myself, or, you know, and we all do this. And it's good to have a reminder, because while we're remembering, sure, okay, well, here's the day on the calendar. Most of us don't even know what day we're on. Honestly, there's many times where I'm wondering, is it Monday, or what the heck day is it now? Because time is being very fast. But I think let the theme of today just be remember the sacrifices, and anybody, even your parents. It's easy to focus on all of our loss, on all of the things that we have, on all the things that didn't go right. But if you're in Christ, you ought to be praising, because, hey, everything is washed away. Everything is reset. He changes our minds. He, as Mark said, goes into our hearts. He transforms us. It's like a big time switch. And you don't go back. Most of us don't go back. I mean, the ones that have been truly affected by the love of God, we're sold out to this thing. We just dig deeper and deeper. There's moments where we fall off the turnip truck, but we, you know, the Lord holds on to us and helps us to get back on and dust ourselves off, and, you know, we get to where we need to be in him. And that's why we need to be grateful. We need to be thankful, even in the crappy times, the hard times that pop up. Every single one of us goes through them. Nobody's getting away with anything, even though we're in Christ, okay? You can still keep sinning. You can still keep doing whatever it is. The Bible says, you know, we should repent, but let those that are righteous be righteous still, and let those that want to do wicked keep doing your wickedness then. But, you know, the Lord, we believe that the Lord repays those those people. Whatever we're doing, we're getting paid for it, whether it's good or bad. But if we're in Christ, there is no good or bad. It's just living. It's just living in love and chasing after Him and wanting to know more about His truth, more about His personality, more about what makes Him so much different than anybody else. And we ask these questions. That's the Christian lifestyle. It's the true Christian lifestyle. It's not something you can put on, something that you can talk about. It's just waking up every day, renewing yourself in the Lord, seeing what you can do for other people, like where can you be useful? And Lord, you know, the Lord has brought love into my life, and that's the thing that keeps me, because you can't find, you know, maybe in other believers you can find hints of it. You can find bits and pieces. You know, we all reflect a piece of our Father in heaven. We have something unique and interesting about every single one of us, but when it comes to everything we ever wanted, you can find it in Jesus Christ. And so when I look back at who I used to be, I'm very, if you're new, I mean, if you're not new, you've probably heard it before, but I was very depressed. I'm not ashamed to say it. I had my own issues. I thought life, you know, you play the fiddle. Nobody cares about me, that song. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'll just go eat worms. You know, we've all played the harp. I do everything for everyone. And I'm just as guilty of this because to a point, yeah, it's true. But when you're in Christ, we don't need to complain because everything is provided for us. We're okay. We don't need anything in this world. We should have already came to that realization that if someone rips us off, well, praise the Lord, because we don't need it where we're going. We got treasure stored in heaven. So we just need to remind ourselves of these things and keep our focus on our first love. When you're in love, it doesn't matter what storms, what you're going through, disasters, anything comes, you have that person by your side, you feel a little stronger, you're a little bit more able to withstand things that you couldn't have before. You're more likely to survive if you have support or you have that person with you. And that's what Jesus Christ, that's what the Holy Spirit is for us. That's the glue that holds us together. And if you're missing something, I just got to tell you, just remember your first love. Remember the moment when you realize, I can't do this. I try everything I could do. I failed this so many times. No matter what I try to do to make my life better, I just need you, Lord. And in that moment, that's the moment, that broken contriteness, that the state of repentance, remorse, you know, that open slate. You're able to be an open slate before the Lord, and it's lovely. It's a beautiful moment for the Lord. That's what the Lord likes to see. It's like, if somebody did something crappy to me and I'm upset about it, but if I love them and they apologize and I believe them in that moment where it's like, okay, I'm sorry, well, I believe you, it's awesome. And many of us can amen to that, and or at least nod the hand or lift up the hand, you know, whatever it is that you do to acknowledge the truth. I mean, just think about it. Just think about the first time you reconciled with somebody that meant a lot to you, or like when you had an argument with someone for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden, hey, you guys are good for the moment, you know? And that's where the Lord wants us to be, always with Him, to be given. We have to give up the bits of ourselves that aren't like Him, and it's hard for us. But He leads us. And so for everybody listening, everybody out there, just keep the Lord on your mind. When things get hard, when you're getting busy, just take like a brief moment. Make this a habit where, you know, you just go retreat somewhere. Go into, you know, if you're at work, just go to the washroom or just go outside or the parking lot or something. And just remember, you're okay. You have everything. You know, even if like the bills or whatever your little struggles are, they're very minor and they're passing. Like, the Lord wants us to know that. Remember the things that He's said to you. Remember the promises He's given you. If you don't know the promises of the Lord, Google them. They'll probably give you a list. It will condense the Bible for you. Just, you know, everything is so easy to get information now. Ask the Lord yourself. Like, get into this. Get into the Word and get the Word into you so that you can experience what it is I'm talking about, or, you know, what Felix or Carl might have been talking about when it comes to the Lord. That His love erases it all. It covers a multitude of sins that no matter what we're going through mean nothing. When we actually assess what we have, and we include Christ in that, we have everything. We're lacking nothing. And we need to believe these things that the Word says, promises to us, to those that would believe, to those that are called by His name. So when the world and everything is caving in on you and telling you that you have nothing and you might as well give up, and, you know, we have an amazing strength. We have an amazing thing with the Lord, because in our darkest moments, in moments where most people give up, they you know, they commit suicide, or they do, you know, they do crazy things, end up in prison, you know, fill in the blanks. We have the Holy Spirit, like, no, maybe we're not going to do this. We have an angelic intervention stopping us from, you know, maybe having another drink. Or, you know, we have divine supernatural things that follow us around, that keep us. You understand that? The Lord keeps us, and He guides us, and He protects us. He said our footsteps are ordered by Him before we even had feet developed, when we were in the womb. So you might want to make it a habit to start thinking about the things the Lord said and remember Him. Yeah. Remember Him. That's what he wants. And it's very easy. It's very easy if you make it a habit. So, guys, I don't know. Is there anything you want to add? I just wanted to throw that in there, because when it comes to remembering what the Lord's done for me, He's changed my bad attitude. He, you know, sometimes it comes back. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I have a fierce side to me. But most of the time, praise the Lord, He's leveled me out. He's made me less depressed, less all about myself, less competitive. And less oppressed, even. I had a lot of people that I thought loved me and that I loved, and they would chronically use me. And sometimes they still do, but now I have the strength of the Lord with me. It's like, okay, well, I'm mad right now, but I'm over it. I'm going to be over it tomorrow. It's not a big deal. I'll be okay. And that's what I want for everybody listening out there, for you to have confidence to know that the Lord has your back. When people are, you know, it says when people spitefully use you, or they speak ill about you, or whatever, you're supposed to rejoice and praise. Darn. Lord, help us with that. That's what I'm going to ask before we end, you guys, if you guys want to pray and stuff like that too. We should, so that the people that are listening can have the attitude of gratitude and to remember, Lord, we always want to remember you, especially in our weak moments. And yes, when you're having a weak moment, that's the perfect time to call upon the name of the Lord, because his is made perfect in your weakness. So if you will acknowledge your weaknesses and stop trying to manipulate and make it seem like you got it all together, and just be honest and say, Lord, I don't have it together, but I know you do. And you'll see His hand moving in your life, and then you'll have more to remember. The more you practice, the more you see, you know, the more you do, the more you see, it makes your faith stronger. Faith requires action. So keep keep those little hints that I've thrown out there that you've heard tonight. And I'm going to also, you know, we practice what we preach as well. We're not just talking to you. We're family here. This is family around the campfire. This is not, I'm not some jerk that went to Harvard or something. I'm just, sorry if there's any Harvard jerks with me. I'm just kidding, okay? I'm from Canada. The altitude is a little different up here, you know? We chill. We're family. It's the point of it all. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to, you know, share some facts about the Lord, share some things that he's done for us. And I can say without a doubt, he's changed my life. He's blessed me so much. I mean, one day I'll just do a show and I'll share the blessings. But for now, you know, we're running out of time on this broadcast, but there will be plenty more broadcasts. And trust me, the Lord's been very, very, very good to me. So maybe, you know, tomorrow night we have prayers. We have prayers that are going out live 9 p.m. Thirsty Thursday, Thursday. It's very catchy and cute. It's soda pop prayer. We're going to seek the face of the Lord, and then we're going to do everything we can do Fridays and Saturdays, whatever it takes, for us to get this in us and to be excited about the Lord and to be excited of our calling in Him and to remember what the purpose of us being here is. Like, why are we in this thing? You know, sometimes we have to backtrack sometimes we have to backtrack and find out, you know, where we're going with this, where we wanted to go with this in the first place, and why aren't we there yet? And, you know, reassess our stance and get ourselves back to work. It's time to get back to work, saints of the Most High, in Jesus' name. So, guys, whatever your closing statements are, whatever you want to add, go ahead.
All right, then. With all that being said, real quick, I'm just gonna basically feed off of what my sister Bella was saying, because it does take the love of God to bring you through a lot of stuff, you know. Those hard times, those dark moments that you face, even for me personally, I've had some really dark moments that I thought that I'd never have to go through, but I did, you know. And you know, it was only the love of God that brought me through. Because I mean, I'm talking about like dark moments when there's like when you have like nobody to talk to, you know, everybody's like distancing themselves away from you and doesn't want to give you a helping hand, and you're left alone by yourself, and you're like what do I do? You know, and as we said, you know, it's only the love of God that's going to strengthen you. It's only the love of God that's going to bring us through. Because you know, in spite of the fact that you have the love of your spouse or your significant other or even your the love of your parents, I mean, that none of that compares to the love that Christ has, because no one can love you like he can. You know, that's just the way it is. No one can love you like Christ can. So it's very important to remember that whenever you're going through something, whenever you have those difficult moments, you know, just look to God, you know, look to God, because you know his, as I said many times throughout this broadcast, his love is unconditional. His love doesn't change in spite of what we do or how we act. You know, that's just the way it is. That's just how God is. You know, so with that being said, I hope you all enjoy the broadcast. I hope you guys will have a good night. And like always, be blessed Be well, and I'll talk to you soon. Amen.
Amen. Felix, are you still there? Do you want to say anything?
Well, basically, yeah, I think that's, you know, what I wanted to, you know, share. But basically, I'll just pray a little bit. Father God, thank you so much for us just being here tonight. And just help me, Lord, and strengthen my heart, because sometimes I can be very discouraged and sad because just things around me that happen. And I don't know, just, I mean, I try to be friendly and I'm sociable and at the same time nice, or I try to be, but I don't know. It's just, I guess there's just some things about me that I don't know. I feel like I don't pretty much make a good impression on some people, and I don't know. I'm hoping that I do, and you know, I'm still trying to find that special someone, and I'm searching, but at the same time, God, I definitely never want to forget that, you know, above all, you're special, and, you know, I definitely should always remember you and, you know, everything you've done for me. But just help me in my time of need, and, you know, help me, you know, strengthen me and, you know, get rid of my sadness, please. And but at the same time, I want to be happy, and of course I try to stay strong, God, and I hope that you continue to strengthen me and help me, God, and that I can be strong and happy as well. But thank you so much for everything, and thanks to Carl and Bella, and you know, just us being here tonight. And you know, I hope and pray that everybody who you know, joined in and listened just definitely got something great out of tonight's message, and you know, just definitely can you know, go home or go to bed or whatever, you know, with something on their minds or something new on their minds to think about. And definitely got it, you know, you did your work through us, and just to encourage everyone else listening tonight. So thank you so much as well, and I want to praise you always. And with that, thank you so much, God, and I praise you again. In Jesus' name, I thank you and ask all this. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So we have a few more shows through the week that you guys can catch. If you've missed any part of the broadcast, you can go to itunes.com/thewaywalkers. You can download those podcasts there, or if you'd like, you can come on to blogtalkradio.com/waywalkers, WWM, and you can browse all of our many podcasts that we have available. There's good stuff. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord moves. We allow Him to. That's the thing. We don't really pre-plan anything. We just say, hey, show tonight, what's it on? I don't know, how about this? Okay, cool, let's do it. And then we come and we let the Lord do what He wants to do. We say what's relevant in our own lives, and we, you know, I believe that it's good for all of us, honestly. Since I've been in the ministry, I've grown big time. The Lord's done great things for me, as I said earlier. I mean, I'm believing for Felix's miracles and Carl's miracles. I've seen my own prayers answered from the Lord. The Lord, you know, He's been very good to me, and I'm going to do a show about this. I'm going to tell you about how I'll tell you the whole shebang, the whole story. I mean, it's been a while since we did an expose, so I feel one coming. So there's a religion near you about to be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, for now, let's stick to the love and the good things, because, you know, when we came out, it was spiritual wickedness. It was like, this needs to be exposed, KKK and the Church of the Mormons, and you know, we're going to get back to that, trust me. We actually, we've been requested to do something on atheism. We talk about atheism quite a bit, but yeah, we can do a special on that, no problem. Also, our Way Walker, Jimmy Garcia, is here, and he is shouting out to you all. The Lord has brought him here. He's in Canada, so it's interesting. The Way Walkers are making their way. They're migrating to a Canadian border near you, and they're getting that higher altitude up here, and things are going to go well. I just believe it for you, Felix. I believe it for everyone. I've seen it. I've seen it in my own life. I can't deny the Lord. Even I can't doubt Him one bit. And I'm just waiting for the day we all can rejoice in his presence. And when each and every one of you see the hand of the Lord moving in your lives. And remember, we've done several broadcasts where sometimes you're answered yes right away. And sometimes, we're doing Abraham and Sarah and Genesis, Felix. And everybody knows sometimes you're going to wait a while. I mean, how long did Noah have to wait before the floods actually came? And how annoying and embarrassing that might have been for him. And how much people have to endure before they receive their blessings. But I'm telling you all right now, I've been blessed big time. Stay tuned for the blessings show, and I'll reveal to you some of the things, like the random things the Lord's done for me, the miracles throughout the times, and things that make my faith larger and stronger, and just, you know, see, for some people, seeing is believing, and I believe before I seen, but after I seen, I believe a whole lot more. It's undeniable, and that's what I want for everybody today, to have your faith increase in the Lord, and to, you know, it all starts with just keeping him in your thoughts, keeping him at the forefront of your mind, and then from that, the Holy Spirit can move, and miracles can happen. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow those who do what? Who believe. And those who believe will do. And so I guess the better question is what should you do? And so you take that question to the Lord, and he will change your life. He's changed my life. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're all here with us. So I'm going to do what we normally do. I'm going to finish up with a song. And I think the guys for starting without me, and I'm able to make it in time to close up the broadcast. This work that's given us is really awesome and special, to be used by him and to have anything at all, to be able to use your skills, your abilities, your talents, whatever, for the kingdom of God. There's nothing better. And hopefully you all come to realize that in Jesus' name. So I'm going to sing... this is one of the songs that I sang when I first came to Christ. There was a lot of Jesus culture songs. You may or may not have heard it. I suggest you look up the Jesus culture version on YouTube. I sing things kind of in my own way, as you'll notice. But turn your heart to the Lord and remember everything you heard in this broadcast today, and be driven to think about the Lord a little bit more, because he is truly amazing, and his love is life-changing and healing in it. So bless you all. Here's I Want to Know You by Jesus Culture.
I stand before you, awed by your majesty, covered by your mercy, your blood has made me free. Draw me to you and set my heart on fire. You captivate me, you're my desire, and I give you my worship, all of my passion, I give you my whole heart, all my devotion. Hey, and grace never ending, your hands, they carry me. Body was broken, all the world to see. Ooh, draw me to you. And set my heart on fire. Ooh, you captivate me. You're my one desire. Ooh, and I give you my worship, Lord, and all of my passion. And I give you my whole heart and all my devotion. Yeah, and here I will bow down, Lord, and say that I need you. And here I will worship and say that I love you. And oh, how I love you. And oh, how I love you. And oh, how I love you. And oh, I love you. Oh, I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. Oh, I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how I love you. Ooh, ooh. And I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. And I give you my worship. And I give you my whole heart. And here I will bow down.